A guilty plea and a verdict on Lisa Brady, Fox News. We'll get to the verdict in Michigan in just a moment. First to California, where the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi pleads guilty in a DUI case. Paul Pelosi was not at the courthouse. The plea was entered for him at a brief hearing. This stemming from a Napa Valley crash in May on the way home from a dinner party. Pelosi colliding with another vehicle, totaling both, and leaving the other driver with minor injuries. Under the plea deal, he will not serve any jail time after time served. The sentence just announced includes a fine, DUI classes, a day of service, and a device on his car for a year. Now to Michigan, where two men accused in a plot to kidnap the governor are found guilty at their retrial.
A federal jury in Grand Rapids convicting Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. of conspiring to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020. The men also convicted of conspiring to obtain explosives. Croft also convicted on another explosives charge. It's the second trial for the men after a jury in April couldn't reach a unanimous verdict. Two other men were also acquitted in that case, and two more pled guilty and testified for prosecutors. It's a case in which defense attorneys accused the FBI of entrapment.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Fox and Croft facing decades in prison when they're sentenced. 6 months after Russia launched a war in Ukraine, there's renewed international condemnation of what happened 8 years ago when it seized Crimea.
We must continue to insist that Crimea is Ukraine, just as Donetsk and Luhansk are Ukraine, just as every other part of the country is Ukraine.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken, after a virtual summit of more than 40 countries, Ukraine's president vowing to take back Crimea. Meantime, just getting word the U.S. plans a new $3 billion aid package for Ukraine, officials telling the Associated Press. The announcement will come tomorrow on Ukraine's Independence Day. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Voters in Florida and New York today setting the stage for more congressional and governor's races this fall. It's also a primary runoff day in Oklahoma. A new poll finds many Americans support stricter gun laws.
71% of Americans believe gun laws should be tougher, and it's apparently bipartisan. That according to a poll done by the University of Chicago Harris School of Public Policy and the Associated Press Nork Center for Public Affairs Research. About half of Republicans, a majority of Democrats, and a majority of gun-owning households support stricter laws. The support includes a nationwide background check policy, laws preventing the mentally ill from buying a gun, giving courts permission to temporarily stop individuals who are considered a danger from buying a gun, raising the legal age to 21, and stopping those convicted of domestic violence from purchasing a firearm.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. More than half surveyed say both reducing mass shootings and protecting gun rights are very important. Parts of the Southwest in flood recovery mode after heavy rain that turned deadly.
Dallas County, Texas officials confirm a 60-year-old woman in the town of Mesquite was killed in flash flooding, which has plagued the region for days. More than a foot of water has rained down, forcing evacuations and requiring rescues from homes and cars.
And it's about over a foot, I guess, in the house, about a foot in the house. And it's, everything's just flooded with water.
The rain has yet to fully let up, though it has lightened and flooding is receding, but damage is done. Cleanup is needed. Eben Brown, Fox News.
After a better morning, stocks have turned mixed. Right now, the Dow is down 118 points. The S&P also lower, but the Nasdaq's up 27. Oil prices, meantime, surging back over $93 a barrel. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.